Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. All month, we're highlighting women who led extraordinary lives of resistance. Today, we're talking about a woman who risked her own safety to bring aid to American forces imprisoned by the Japanese during World War II. Let's talk about Florence Finch. Florence was born on October 11, 1915, in the Philippines. Her mother was Filipino. Her father was American. He fought in the Philippines during the Spanish-American War and stayed after the war ended. When Florence was growing up, the United States had colonial power over the Philippines. After Florence graduated from high school, she began work in Manila at the U.S. Army Intelligence Headquarters, where she was a stenographer. There, she met Charles E. Smith, a chief electrician's mate in the Navy. In the summer of 1941, they got married. Four months later, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, and America entered the Second World War. On January 2, 1942, the city of Manila fell to Japanese forces. The occupying army began rounding up American citizens, putting them in prisoner of war camps. Florence's husband, Charles, reported for duty. He ferried supplies by boat to stranded American and Filipino troops. During one of these trips, Charles's boat was hit by Japanese forces and he was killed in action. Florence was widowed after just 6 months of marriage. Florence continued living in Manila under Japanese occupation. She hid the fact that she was an American citizen and started working at the Philippine Liquid Fuel Distributing Union. On paper, her job was to help the Japanese distribute gasoline, diesel fuel, and oil. But Florence had other plans. She began diverting fuel supplies to the underground resistance, sometimes up to 250 gallons of fuel a week. She also sabotaged shipments meant for Japanese troops. Florence then reconnected with her boss from the U.S. Army Intelligence Headquarters, Lieutenant Colonel Engelhardt. The Japanese had imprisoned him in a POW camp, along with thousands of other Americans. He told her about the dire living conditions in the camps. There were often severe food shortages, and there wasn't enough medicine, soap, or clothing. Florence began smuggling supplies to the prisoners, often using her own money to do so. In October of 1944, Florence was caught and arrested. Japanese troops imprisoned her in a 2x4-foot cell. It was so small, there wasn't enough room for her to stand up. Florence had to spend her days squatting, she was given just one bowl of rice gruel a day. During this time, Florence was repeatedly interrogated. Her interrogators would attach metal clamps to her fingers and repeatedly deliver electric shocks during questioning. Despite this torture, Florence never revealed any information. She was sentenced to 3 years of hard labor at the Women's Correctional Institution, right outside of Manila. She was there for months. When American forces freed Florence in February of 1945, she weighed just 80 pounds. Soon afterwards, Florence moved to Buffalo, New York, where her aunt lived. There, she joined the U.S. Coast Guard Women's Reserve, which she said was to avenge the death of my husband. After World War II ended, Florence left the Coast Guard and enrolled in secretarial school. She married Robert Finch, a U.S. veteran, and together they moved to Ithaca and had two children. Florence worked as a secretary at Cornell University. Her time in the war earned Florence important accolades. She was one of the first women to receive the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Ribbon. And in 1947, she received the Medal of Freedom. But for decades, no one but her close friends and family knew that she was a decorated war hero. Her daughter, Betty Murphy, later said, "Women don't tell war stories like men do." That changed in the early 1990s. The Coast Guard sent out a survey to women in military service. When they read Florence's story, they were blown away. And in 1995, the Coast Guard named a new building in Hawaii after Florence. Florence died on December 8, 2016, at the age of 101. All month, we've learned about women of resistance. Tune in on Monday as we start a new month highlighting some of our favorite episodes featuring villains, troublemakers, magic, and mystery in honor of October. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you on Monday.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.